the rest of the story. Sarah was a slender, tender young lady of 18, hazel eyes, luxuriant wavy brown hair. She was the daughter of a colonel in the United States Army stationed at Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. It was during the sunny August of 1832 that Sarah fell in love, and her beau was a 24-year-old lieutenant serving under her father, a tall, handsome, idealistic young man named Jeff, and right from the beginning, Sarah's daddy, the colonel, disapproved. Nothing personal, he said. He just didn't want his daughter marrying into the Army. He'd seen enough of the sacrifices made by Army wives, including his own. At least that's what he said. Yet the more Sarah's daddy insisted that he had no personal objections to the young lieutenant, the more obvious it became that he really did. We're not sure what those objections were. Some say they were based on a petty disagreement between the two. Others hint it was a matter of some minor misconduct on the lieutenant's behalf. In any event, the colonel's antipathy only intensified, especially after Sarah and Jeff announced their engagement. In fact, daddy became so furious then that he absolutely forbade the young lieutenant ever to enter his home again. Well, the colonel's home was also Sarah's home, so that presented the young lovers with a rather serious obstacle. Jeff got angry. So angry, he actually considered challenging the father of his betrothed, a superior officer, to a duel. Friends talked him out of that, promised to help Jeff arrange surreptitious meetings with Sarah. They did. The beleaguered romance survived. It survived the vigilance of Sarah's daddy. It survived Jeff's promotion to first lieutenant and his subsequent transfer from Prairie du Chien to a fort in the Southwest. And in June of 1835, shortly after Jeff had resigned his army commission, Sarah went to visit an aunt in Beachland, Kentucky, ostensibly for a visit. But instead, there and then, she married Jeff. Well, after the shock of his daughter's impetuous decision had worn off, the colonel found something else to worry about. He learned that the newlyweds would be honeymooning in the deep south, that in fact they planned to live on a southern plantation, and fever season was approaching. August 11, Sarah wrote to her mother with assurances that she was well, that the southern climate was quite healthy, but days later, in West Feliciana Parish, Louisiana, both Sarah and Jeff did contract malaria. And on the 15th of September, less than 3 months after their wedding day, Jeff rose unsteadily from his own sickbed, staggered into the room where Sarah lay, just in time to take her in his arms as the bright hazel eyes that had captured his heart closed forever. Many months passed before young Jeff was physically well again. His spirit was not so easily healed. 8 bitter years following the death of his bride were spent in total seclusion. Subsequently, and by chance, Jeff met Sarah's father aboard a riverboat on the Mississippi, and the tragedy they shared brought peace between them. And thereafter, both men seemed to be fired with inexorable ambition. Sarah's daddy, the colonel, who by then had become a general, eventually became president of the United States. Zachary Taylor. And young Jeff, who had also walked through the fire, also emerged heat-tempered and some say intellectually reborn, for he, put to the test of living without Sarah, set out upon his own path of immortality, accompanied by her memory, by the gentle ghost of once upon a springtime. He became a United States congressman, a colonel of volunteers, a United States senator, secretary of war, and ultimately, president of the Confederacy. Jeff became Jefferson Davis. And now, you know the rest of the story.